News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. And by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We are back on hour two here, and we're going to start it like we quite often do. And it's an El Paso History Moment by Melissa Sargent. And it's for the El Paso History Alliance. And our topic today is about painting retablos. You like that?
Yes.
You don't care.
You'll roll it right
painting
out there.
Retablos in New Mexico.
The Saint Painters. A tradition of religious painting flourished in New Mexico in the years prior to statehood in 1912. Introduced by the Spanish as a means of converting a largely illiterate Indian population to Catholicism, retablos became popular throughout the Southwest. Retablos originally were painted on tin, but in New Mexico, self-taught artists used materials largely derived from nature, mixing their own paint pigments to decorate roughly cut wooden panels. And while the images recall folk art traditions, it was important that this pictorial history of the saints followed church guidelines. Retablos were worshipped in churches as well as private homes during their heyday in the 18th and 19th centuries. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
You are.
There I am.
There I am.
And Bernie with his squeeze box in the background.
You got to watch out for Bernie. He does weird stuff in the music world there. But you do this for the Alliance on every Saturday.
Yeah, the El Paso History Alliance, which has a wonderful Facebook page, and they have over 60,000 followers now, which is amazing. And that's run by Max Grossman and his team. Another great Facebook page is Remember in El Paso When. And you can go there for even more archive pictures and stories galore. And they have 33,000 members. Oh, I'm wrong on that one. I think it's 36 now. But Barbara Giving Bainey is the admin for this page and has a great team.
She's BGB.
BGB.
She's BGB. And she is the owner and chief admin. And Margaret Smith is an administrator. Rick Duncan, Paul Louie, Jim Carlton, and a moderator, Ken Weiss and Craig Hayes. So thank you guys much. We got calls coming in here. We'll get to the calls in a minute. But we also have a lot going on here with the history of El Paso, including we have Hal Marcus and Patricia Medici. Medici.
You say it with the fingers in the air.
Yeah, I have my fingers. Now that we're doing TV on radio, you can see what we're doing. Also, but take note of the almost not totally lit up Christmas tree over here.
Yeah. There's the batteries. Didn't have the right batteries.
I can see one. Oh, those batteries.
Yes.
Oh, I see one light. Kind of like,
I'm supposed to have double A's, but I got triple A's, and they're just kind of barely showing up on there.
Oh, geez. Well, it is Christmas time. We're doing this show as we do every Saturday. We got another one live the day after Christmas next week. We're going to be doing that as well. We'll tell you who's coming on in a minute. All right, we got Hal back here with the list of things to do in your various corners of your gallery. You got so much stuff to talk about. What do you want to go next?
Well, let's go on with Eugene Thurston.
Oh, yes.
So we've been saving that. There's a picture that maybe Andrew can get up there of the El Capitan.
Oh.
I want to talk a little bit about that painting. So Eugene Thurston was born in 1896.
Wow.
And he died in 1993. Now, that painting in particular, you know, I hope you can get it up on Facebook.
It's up. It's up.
Okay, so that painting in particular was the beginning of the whole story about me involved with early El Paso art, and I'll tell you why. Carol Miller, who was Eugene's granddaughter, she was a belly dancer back in the early 70s.
Oh, yeah.
And I was a drummer. So I would drum for her, and she kept on telling me, you got to go visit Grandpa. You got to go visit Grandpa.
Oh,
he's an artist.
Yeah.
So he lived on Galloway, right up from Madeline Park. So she set up an interview because I had an art magazine in 1976, 77, 78. And I did a story on Eugene Thurston. Well, at that time, he was about 91, and I was about 21. And we began this friendship, and I published a story on him and all the early El Paso artists that he knew as friends.
Well, yeah.
He was so moved that a young whippersnapper like me would even be interested in Purple Mountain painters that he gave me this painting, which has hung in my bedroom ever since. And that was the beginning of me being interested in early Texas and early El Paso art.
You know what he
so
did,
I
Hal?
What
he did that impressed me, he would paint an actual portrait of a mountain. Well, the canyons were where they were supposed to be. If you could see cactus from a distance, they would be right where they're supposed to be. He was a portrait of a mountain.
Exactly, exactly. And so he was one of the first ones to do shows at the El Paso Women's Club. And we're talking about, 1910. I mean, we're talking about early stuff where they would do curbside shows at the libraries downtown and at the garden clubs and stuff. And remember, back then it was pretty much a rough town. And his mother, we'll talk more about Fern Thurston because she was a real pioneer for women painters. So Eugene Thurston really loved the work of Audley D. Nichols and Louis Teal and his buddies that were working at that time. And they had somewhat of an art colony. I believe they were called the Cinco Pintores that started here in the El Paso area. And they were penned as the Purple Mountain Painters.
Oh.
He also worked, he taught at Texas Tech. That was his bread and butter.
Was it Texas Tech?
Many or was it students?
Was it Texas Tech or was it Technical High School?
I think Technical High School.
Yeah, back in that day,
right.
Texas Tech wasn't
there. Arizona Street, and then it was down on Oregon Street for a while,
right,
too. So that's what he taught Boyd Elder. Boyd Elder was the guy who did the Eagles cover of The Skull. Boyd Elder said that he was very much inspired by Eugene Thurston, and that album sold something like 50 million copies.
Oh, wow.
For the Eagles.
Oh yeah.
And so he had many students. We have published a beautiful book spanning his whole lifetime with all of his influences, and it's called Eugene Thurston, Master Painter of the Southwest.
How big is that painting in your bedroom or wherever it is? You said you have it.
It's not really big, actually. It's only like about 12 by 16 inches.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a big painting, but I just really, really cherish it.
Oh, yeah.
And, we have many of his cards. He did Christmas cards. We have many of his paintings. And Holly and Sanford were art collectors that really influenced a lot.
He
inspired a lot of my paintings as well.
Let me break away for a second. We can come back to that. But we have a caller on the line who wants to talk about Hal Marcus. His name is Terry. Terry.
Hi, Hal.
It's a woman. A woman,
hi,
Terry.
Hi, everyone there. I know Bernie. I know Melissa. I know Hal.
Hello.
It's a privilege to know all three of you. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the contributions that Hal Marcus has made to the Southwest, El Paso community. The talent that we have living here in our town truly is amazing. And I try to promote as much as I can. I did receive one of the last books that he wrote, or not wrote, but illustrated, and it is so beautifully illustrated. I read to my niece in Italy every night, and she goes to bed listening to the books that I'm reading to her and looking before. She's just now learning to read, and the pictures, it took us 2 hours to go through Muchas Gracias, Maria, because of the pictures being so very beautiful, and I wanted to make sure she saw every single detail. And it was interactive, and she just loved them. So, needless to say, the box with both books that were illustrated by Hal are going to be sitting underneath her Christmas tree in Italy. So, we're just blessed to have you here, and And like I say, the detail, the richness of the colors, everything that he puts into his art is just, it's heartfelt, and it just touches me and so many people here. So we are very blessed to have you here, Hal. And
thank you, Terry. Like this I must say, be Terry Avalos. Now I know who it is.
Yeah.
You said Terry. I wasn't sure where it was. But thank you, Terry. And that book, Muchas Gracias, Maria, is now available all over town. As a matter of fact, Melissa said she's going out to San Eli. They have them over there at Escamilla's Fine Art. Also the Postal Annex at 8001 North Mesa. And that's my newest accomplishment with Luke Lowenfield. We've been shipping out these children's books now, Patricia and I, for the past 10 days, just all over the world, really. So they're available.
And
they're
and
great
truly,
Christmas
yeah.
gifts. And thank you so much for calling in, Terry.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't want to take away your time because I'm learning so much with everything that you're talking about today. But
thank you.
I just couldn't this holiday season go by without thanking you for all the blessings that you give our community because they truly are great. And happy holidays to Pat as well.
You.
You guys are jewels. In this desert, you are jewels. And so we appreciate you.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you so much.
You take her easy.
Absolutely. And Bernie and Melissa, you guys do a great job.
Thank you so much, Terry.
Good. And maybe I'll meet you someday. I'm the one you don't know. Talk to you again. Thanks. You take care.
You probably run into her someplace.
Well,
she's
bet.
She's everywhere. You
probably
know?
Have. I've been holding up a book here, one of your books, Hal. Buenas Noches, El Paso by Luke Lowenfield, illustrated by Hal Marcus.
Aww.
And aren't you selling a group of these right now? You had a special come out this week?
Yes, I have a three-set book. I did the Aunt Alice Alligator's Animal Alphabet album.
Oh, my God. I remember Alligator Alice, yes.
Yes, I did a new one in hardback.
Yeah, right.
And it's a three-book set. It's the Aunt Alice book, the Buenas Noches book that you have, and the brand-new one, which is called Muchas Gracias, Maria. And it's the same little boy. It's a sequel, but he goes with his grandma Maria to Juarez and buys a piñata. And they have a wonderful adventure coming back across the bridge.
Well, you know, people could do like what Terry has done, and that is spread this around across the planet and then follow up and read to your niece or nephew or whatever and
exactly.
grandchild and actually spread El Paso history that way. It's an interesting thing you're
right.
doing, but you're using artwork because that's what you know. But you're also the
right.
artwork you do is El Paso.
That's right, that's
well,
language.
You know, that's what I do. You know, from my house, you've been over many times.
Oh, God, yes.
I can see Waco tanks from my front porch.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, up on top of the world, and, you know, I'm just really grateful that I've been so successful. And we eat, paint, live art 24/7.
I remember the day we were doing that video 20 years ago. 20 years ago. And
right.
and
yeah.
we decided to do a painting at sunrise. What was that? That was crazy.
We were there at 6 a.m.
I showed up.
Come up over my balcony. That
camera,
was a real trip.
Camera gear.
And we won some awards, didn't we, Jackson?
I think we did. That was a bizarre thing to do. But that was Hal Marcus 2001. I think that's online somewhere, isn't it?
I think it might be on YouTube. I think it might be.
Is it 2000, 2001?
It's on our website, too, at hallmarkus.com.
Was it 2000 or 2001? I can't remember what we did.
2001. It
yeah.
was Hal, you know, from 2001, the Space Odyssey, 2001.
Oh, yeah, the Daisy. Never mind. We won't go there. Hey, Hal Marcus is on the line here. We got all kinds of paintings to talk about still. We may not be through with Thurston, but we can be. We got more callers coming in. We'll get to them in a minute. We've got to take a break here, Hal, and come back and talk more stuff here. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
All right. And we have the EP History 690@gmail.com and a phone number, Melissa.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
Hi, I'm CJ Pearson, and I'm everything the left hates. Young, black, and unapologetically conservative. Generation Z is tired of the BS, tired of the cancel culture, indoctrination, and tired of being told what to think. Join me each and every week as I take on the left, uncensored, unfiltered, and unafraid. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, but don't take our word for it. Listen to CJ Pearson Uncensored every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't like shark movies? Change the channel.
Monster under the bed? Turn the lights on.
Worried about the flu? Get a flu shot. Especially with COVID-19 still spreading. A flu shot is the most effective way to reduce your chance of getting sick. And a flu shot will not give you the flu. So get the flu shot, not the flu. Find your nearest shot location at texasflu.org. Every dose matters. From the Texas Department of State Health Services.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Newsmax TV. Everyone's talking about it. 30 million people are watching Newsmax for real news on President Trump, Biden, the election, and more. And make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking if President Trump should concede. Just text VIRUS to 39747 and vote instantly. That's VIRUS to 39747. Watch Newsmax for great shows on major cable systems and free on Roku, YouTube, smart TVs, and more. Vote about Trump. Text VIRUS to 39747 today.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a lot going on here. We're putting this out on some various pages. And we got some comments are coming back in.
Oh, they're crazy. Yes.
You got the Cape Cod ladies back.
Yes.
And somebody in Wisconsin talked about something they found a week ago.
Sisp Dean from Kenosha, Wisconsin. This is very informative and interesting to learn about. She's contacting us from the University of Wisconsin Parkside. That's amazing, some of the people we've got there. Cindy Malazzo also was talking about the show itself and was saying that Ray Lopez Ailman taught for many years in his house on Yandell, and I was one of the many who took lessons from him. He was such a gentleman. Also, some people my age took lessons from Jan Herring.
And Angie Salazar, hello, Colorado.
Yeah, wishing us Merry Christmas. She's in Pueblo, West Colorado, and she's wishing us a Merry Christmas. Same to you and your family, Angie.
And we got somebody from, Victor Guzman is all the way from Anthony, Texas.
Yes, I know.
Hey, good for you.
Victor.
And we got a caller coming up here.
And Mark Flores. He's good.
I got to tell you about some of this stuff, though. Coming in next week, December 26th, live show, David Romo and Max Grossman and Father Rafael Garcia. There's a lot more to say about the history and culture of Segundo Barrio. We took it on a bit when we did Father Pinto, but We're going to jam it up. No, we're not really going to do that. We're going to put a lot more out there for you to listen to. And the history and culture of Segundo Barrio and why the restoration of the most important building there is a watershed event, because it may actually springboard other restorations. And we're talking about the Sacred Heart Church. Hour one, the history of Segundo Barrio with Father Garcia and David Romo. Hour two, Sacred Heart, particularly the renovation they're looking at, Father Garcia and Max Grossman. And by then, he thinks he'll know what the cost is going to be, a whole lot more there. January 2nd, El Paso, Sam Dolan. It's his new book, and he's talking about the history spanning a 30-year period, late 1800s until 1920s, El Paso, the true story of the desperate men and notorious women that made El Paso, the Old West's most dangerous town. Supported by official court documents, government records, oral histories, period newspaper accounts, the book offers a bird's-eye view of the one-time murder metropolis.
Metropolis.
Of the Southwest. Anyway, January 9th, centuries ago, El Paso was a center of the winemaking industry. Then the New World, even exporting wines to other parts of the Southwest. That tradition lives on at Zen Valle Vineyards, a locally owned and operated winery that offers wines from its estate vineyards, as well as from California and Italy. And so the history of winemaking in El Paso, that's going to happen here on that day, on January 9th, explained by Ryan Poulos, co-owner of the Zen Valle Winery, along with his father, Vic Poulos, an expert on the history of wines in the region. January 16th, there are 9 historic districts, I think, he'll correct me if I'm wrong, in the El Paso city area. Bernie Sargent, our guest on that day, January 16th, to explain the history of Sunset Heights and what role it plays now in El Paso. That's a lot of history we got coming up here.
Oh, that's great. Also, I want to point out Keystone has an event tonight. Well, actually, all this month and into early January. Keystone, which is normally open Tuesdays through Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And since they had to postpone the luminarias this year by the lake, we usually do. We're doing a holiday special, and it's the Holiday Wonderland in the Desert Botanical Gardens, and the gardens are dressed up with holiday lights and decorations, and you can come out and stroll the gardens with our family and friends, and the gardens will stay open Thursday through Sundays until 8 p.m., and the cost is only $2 a person, and wear your masks and safe distancing, of course. We require that. But just come out. It's a great way to help support Keystone, because we don't get any funding from the city or anybody else except what we earn.
Tonight, that's open?
It's open tonight till 8 p.m.
And tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, all Thursday through Sundays through January 6th.
We had a caller, 544-KTSM, and that caller would be Wayneland. Wayneland, good morning.
Hey.
What's up?
Well, good morning. I know Melissa and Hal and Patty. I want to say happy holidays.
Another person I need to meet. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
And what I'm calling about is the Purple Painters. There was a Rosanna Orndorff, and she lived on Santa Ana Drive. And she had a studio down in the valley somewhere. And when I first moved to El Paso in 61, everybody was painting Purple Mountains. I loved them. Went to a show, bought one of hers, which hangs in my living room, and I absolutely love it.
Hal, what do you know about that?
Well, there was the Orndorff Hotel, and I think she was the a relative of those people at the Orndorff, and I have seen some of her paintings before. We don't have any in the exhibit right now, but... She might have been also known, Jan Herring and Fern Thurston and some of these people. I don't have any information right now about Orndorff, but I know that she was an early El Paso woman painter.
Wayne, what can you tell us about that family? Anything you know?
Well, do you know what? I really don't know anything. I had gone to several art shows and had seen these Purple Mountains, and finally bought one, which happened to be hers. And it's a Purple Mountains with a little adobe building with the lights on and smoke coming out of the chimney with some desert bushes. It's just beautiful.
Oh,
and
that's
I
great.
Love it.
That's great. Well, thank you.
And so, I'm an artist myself. And anyway, I really appreciate you all doing this program and talking about the old artists, because I've learned so much this morning.
Thanks.
And you guys have a great holiday.
Same to you.
Well, thank you for calling in.
You take it easy. Thanks a lot.
We learned another person that was involved She was involved in the Upper Valley Neighborhood Association in the beginning of those days in Keystone, so she's been around. She's a big helper.
Well, you get the Purple Mountains when you're up in the Upper Valley.
Right. That's
right. Yeah, along about nowadays, about 4 o'clock, it starts turning really purple.
Oh, I know. Orange and purple.
Oh, it's amazing.
Great.
See all that stuff. And also, we had a question come in, Hal. Didn't stick around on the phone. The question was about Lester Hughes. Lester Hughes was not on this list. Is Lester Hughes still active?
Actually, you know what? We do have paintings by Lester Hughes. I would like to know anybody out there who know where Lester is. I don't think he's passed away.
But
I hope not.
You're not ready to put him on the list.
We couldn't include him in the exhibit, but I have not. I even have a phone number for him, and nobody answers the phone. So
okay.
If anybody knows where Lester Hughes is, he's MIA, please call in or call the gallery and let me know, because you know, his work was collected by Ronald Reagan, and he's a great artist. He's known for his mountains and his horses and his cowboys. And I wish I knew more where Lester was, but we do have a couple of paintings here at the gallery by Lester Hughes.
Where's Thank you for Lester?
Calling.
All right, we'll find out. Maybe somebody will ring us up here. Got to take another break here. Hal Marcus on the phone here. Patricia Medici.
Medici.
Yeah. You know, I've seen your family's work over there in Italy, and I don't pronounce Italy correct either, so enough of that. Back in a moment, and number to call would be
915-544-5876, 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
When it comes to your business, there's a lot of things you know and a few things you want to learn more about fast. If you're looking for an easy and affordable way to get smarter about what your customers are thinking, you need to check out Research Raccoon. Just tell the Research Raccoons whatever your business question is. Maybe it's about a new menu item for a restaurant. Maybe it's finding out what your audience really thinks about your business name. Maybe you don't even know what questions you're supposed to be asking. Let the Research Raccoons know what's on your mind, and they'll poll potential U.S.-based customers that day, giving you clean data you can use to make smarter business decisions for less than you'd think. No matter the size of your business, Research Raccoon gives you the tools to learn at an affordable price. So discover what your business should be doing and move with confidence with Research Raccoon. Visit ResearchRaccoon.com to learn more and discover which plan is best for you. ResearchRaccoon.com. Fast results with big data.
Hi there. We're doctors at Conviva Care Centers, known as experts in primary care for seniors.
For more than 50 years, the doctors and team members who came before us set the standard of excellence in helping seniors live and age well.
Today, we're working to keep our 150,000 patients healthy and safe with staggered appointments and sanitized surroundings.
Plus, we offer telemedicine appointments, and we focus on building relationships that go beyond our center walls through personal follow-up phone calls to check on our patients through these challenging times.
To learn more about Conviva Care Centers, call 1-833-CONVIVA. That's 1-833-CONVIVA. Or online at meetconviva.com.
Let's get acquainted. Because now more than ever, the most important part of aging well is staying well.
Research Raccoon is the easy and affordable way to get smarter about your customers. Whether you need a new name for your business or launching a new product or don't even know what questions to ask, Research Raccoon can poll U.S.-based customers that day, giving you clean data to help you decide. No matter the size of your business, Research Raccoon gives you the tools to learn at an affordable price. So move with confidence with Research Raccoon. Visit ResearchRaccoon.com to learn more. Research Raccoon. Fast results with big data.
At home with Robert, retired burglar and family man.
Carolers! That's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, SimpliSafe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 35% off the new system and a free camera at simplisafe.com/holiday. That's 35% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. SimpliSafe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplisafe.com/holiday for 35% off and a free camera today.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
This week only, in El Paso, Inc.
The best places to see Christmas lights displayed this year. From a good distance.
After UTEP backs out, the 458 Asarco land area and its broker are looking for new buyers. You want to buy the broker?
I think it'd be
he's
great
for
place.
Sale, too.
Yeah, it'd be a good place for the an old West Town.
Yeah.
Old El Paso.
An arena.
Don't
go there.
Three El Paso nonprofits are among the groups that received more than $4.1 billion from one of the richest women in the world.
The richest, because she got the divorce settlement. Remember her?
Yeah,
the Bezos chica.
Yeah, that was very rich.
celebrating its 25th anniversary, El Paso's Business Journal, El Paso Inc., is available for home or business delivery.
To receive El Paso Inc., order it online at elpasoinc.com.
Tomorrow night on ABC Extra, newsrooms across El Paso and Juarez are teaming up to improve the way we bring you the news from print, radio, TV, and online. They didn't ask me. The unique project is being powered by Microsoft. The tech giant is pumping money and resources to help train journalists today and helping tomorrow's journalists as well.
ABC 7 Extra host Saul Sines talks one-on-one with the Microsoft executive in charge of the project. The vision, the goal, and why they chose our region. That's this Sunday night after ABC 7 at 10. And I'm going to watch that one. I'm curious about that.
Okay, we have an answer to the question. Hal, you ready for Prince McKenzie? Here he comes. Hey, Prince.
Yeah. Hello there. Very good show.
Hi, Prince.
Thank you.
Really like to see what you guys are talking about. I don't have a video on it. But I wanted to say that we believe that Lester Hughes died a couple of years ago. He's been out of circulation for at least 5 years. But we can't find an obituary on him. So it's probable that his family, well, we had heard that he had died. But possibly his family, you know, took him someplace else, and he passed away in some other community. And that's why we don't have a local obituary on him. But he was really significant. And
yes, he was. And I had heard
he was very prolific, like Wackersy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, people are still coming in looking for his work, and it really is
right. Collected.
He used to sell them out of the back trunk of his car. And he painted
just like Rackesy,
probably thousands.
Yeah, Rackesy did that.
Painted hundreds, if not thousands, of paintings, and
right. Nobody
really knows exactly his technique. You know, the way he did his trees and his mountains and his detail.
Yeah.
You know, no one really could figure out how he did these paintings, the mountains and the horses and the rivers, and his work. Like I said, was collected by some very important collectors.
He's another one of those artists that was inspired by Audley Dean Nichols.
Interesting.
Yes, he was.
Prince, thanks for ringing up, dude.
I heard he was a little bit inspired by alcohol, too.
With a downfall.
Comments.
Yeah, one thing to let you know, Prince, if you want to see this, the paintings that we're talking about, this program is archived on Facebook as we talk. And if you want to go on Facebook some other time, you can see all the pictures that we've mentioned, and they'll be there. So. All right, thanks for ringing up.
I would like to encourage your listeners to go to the Tom Lee Gallery in the Art Museum and look at there. You can see the sequence of the artists the early artists of El Paso. And you can also read about them in the three books by Carol Price Miller that you can find in the used bookstores. And I think they still sell it at the art museum. But the other thing that I'd like to...
We have them here at the gallery, too, the Into the Desert Light, Desert Modern, and all the books at the gallery there. In case anybody's interested, we have them for sale here.
Well, I would like to encourage your listeners to go to Hal's gallery and take a look, and he can explain in detail how one artist contributed towards the work of another and another and another and so on.
It always cut on itself, yeah.
That's something you can learn either at those two places.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Prince. You take her easy.
I would encourage the people to get this one book, Into the Desert Light, El Paso Art, 1850 to 1960. It's available, and that'd be a good place to start, you know, and the book is $25, and it's in hardback.
All right, Hal, we got another local artist kind of guy, and he knows what he's talking about. His name is Daryl Hyatt. Daryl, good morning.
Oh.
Good morning.
Hi, Daryl.
Good morning, Hal. Great radio program today. I just wanted to comment on, beyond all the others that you've mentioned, and especially the reference in terms of what I view as a recent of the artist for artist's sake and all that. That's, of course, Bill Rackesy. And many of his books, he was also a historian, just a tremendous impact for a man that came from Kansas City, World War II veteran, and came into the Southwest. And El Paso, all the people who are listening or are local artists just about would know what I'm saying about Bill Rackesy.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody.
You know,
he was born in Youngstown, Ohio.
He painted
studied in Kansas.
But, you know, he painted some pictures of Keystone, and he painted some stuff that got lost in a fire at his house. But some of those pictures, Hal, were amazing. He had all kinds of visions of things floating through the air. The Indians
mystical
would cook
period.
Up. Oh, yeah, mystical journey, yeah. Anyway, Daryl, thanks for ringing up.
Thank you for calling, Daryl. Hey, Daryl, while you're on the phone, I want to talk a little bit about Dave Rybkowski. You know, I have this painting called Venetian Carnival that he won 1924 at the El Paso del Norte Hotel. I have that original painting, but I'm looking to see if anybody out there in Radioland knows about the Venetian Cafe or has a painting, a photograph of Venice that used to hang in the Camino Real Hotel. If anybody out there in Radioland knows anything about that particular painting, I'd love to know more about it because I own the original, and it's about 9 feet by 5 feet wide.
That's huge. Yeah.
Dave Rybkowski.
Yeah.
In case anybody out there knows. Do you know anything about that, Daryl?
No, we've talked about that before, and we'll have to get more into that later. But what I wanted to say, though, about what's really important about art and artists and art history and the history of El Paso, how it ties in and overlaps, is quite a few or most artists in the old days had to have the luxury of time and some resources or a dedication which caused them to live a very humble life.
Yeah.
But just the history of that phone call you got, there is an Orndorff and Orndorff. And the Orndorffs were the ones that had the early Orndorff Hotel. It was a wooden hotel. It was a precursor to Cortez Hotel. It burnt down way back when. And so that ties in. And I have several Orndorffs and several Orndorffs. So the lady that had called, she might want to call you, Hal.
There's a difference there, yeah.
Okay.
But,
all right. Yeah.
All right, Daryl.
We have a picture of her painting in the 50 Unknown Women. There's a painting that we had in the gallery that I believe used to belong to you, Daryl. It's still available in the catalog.
Daryl, thanks for ringing up,
thank
dude.
Thank you for calling, Daryl.
Talk to you again.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
You got
one of our Facebook people was asking. Don Voorhees was asking if there was a don't forget Kate Krause Ball. She painted landscapes well as her biblical scrolls.
We have a beautiful painting.
We have probably one or two Kate Balls. I know I have some in my private collection at home. She was also did calligraphy. Her work was owned by President Eisenhower, and she. was a prominent artist that taught classes here, Kate Ball, and in the El Paso area. And she had a pretty impressive resume. She was born in 1892. She was a lifelong resident of the Southwest, and she did some work with Carl Herzog. She was a member of the Artists League of New York, and she was also shown at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. And so she also exhibited in Santa Fe. So yet, Kate Cross Ball, I believe that her family built the Hotel Du. The Krauses was with some of the architects here in El Paso that built the Hotel Du Hospital.
And you asked the question, is she still with us? No, because she's on Hal's list.
No, she died
she's
in
on Hal's list. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And also, what was Lester Hughes' middle initial? Middle name?
Gosh, I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
Well, you know, if you knew that, you could probably
just says Lester Hughes.
Track him down better.
Well,
he's right.
Going to try to track him down via genealogy.com.
That
so that's
work.
Why
oh,
I was going
to.
Anybody knows,
I would love to know because then he could be a part of the Dead Artist Society.
Yeah,
there
indeed.
You go.
Going to talk more about that after the break and wrap this up. We got a lot to do to get there. When one thing is taking a break, call us if you need to.
They can call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing has personalized tools and insights to help you find answers. Get started at MerrillEdge.com/withinreach. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC.
iHeartRadio Earth is here with little tips for a healthier planet. It sure feels good to step into a warm car after letting it heat up for a few minutes. However, this practice wastes gas, increases emissions, and pollutes the air. Limit idling your car to no more than 3 minutes to save money at the gas station and improve air quality. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/earth.
Your business is getting back to business, but things are a little different than 6 months ago. What does that mean for your customers? And when things are constantly changing, how do you know you're making the right decisions? What you need is Research Raccoon. Research Raccoon is the easy way to learn about your customers, and it's affordable for businesses of all sizes. Here's how it works. Ask a question, and Research Raccoon polls a U.S.-based group of people to find out what they think. No having to define an audience or waiting weeks for results, just data to make smarter decisions. Think of it like a gut check for your plan to re-enter the market. That way, your first move is your best move. So before you reopen your store, reach out to your customers, or introduce yourself to a new audience, talk to Research Raccoon and get data you can use for less than you'd think. Visit ResearchRaccoon.com to learn more and discover which plan is best for you. ResearchRaccoon.com, a little gut check for your big ideas.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medicine at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Talk El Paso is going daily. Join host Andrew J. Polk weekdays at 4 with the Borderlands' only live local talk radio show, breaking down the impact of the news and taking your calls. That's Talk El Paso live Monday through Friday at 4 right here on News Radio 690 KTSM.
Sponsorship and advertising opportunities are also available. To find out on how you can affordably reach an affluent and highly educated demographic, please call iHeartMedia at 915-351-5473. That's 915-351-5473.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We be here talking on the radio with Hal Marcus. And a couple things, just to let you know, if you got some Christmas people in town, probably not a lot this year, but if they're in your household, they will take you as a tour if you call up a special tour McGoffin home. And it has to be from the same household. You have to come in one car. You have to speak the same language. I don't know about that. But, I mean, there's restrictions on going places now. So
big Latin.
But if you want to give it a shot, 533-5147, McGoffinome, great place to go. Now, you got a coloring book?
Oh, yes. Yes. Speaking of art, we have the UTEP Special Collections is happy to announce that the El Paso Women's History Coloring Book Volume 2 is now available online at scholarworks.utep.edu/epbooks4. You can either read the book in the viewer or download the file and print your own copy and print, which I did, which I hold it up here. Oh, there's the book. Do you know the last time they printed that book was in 1991, that coloring book?
No, why not do it again?
And then after this mess is over with COVID, they're going to be putting copies out where you can get them. And that goes, you know, great team over there. You have Abby and you have Claudia.
Rivers.
Rivers. I always say Rivera. Claudia Rivera.
Geraldo is her brother.
Yes, right.
No, it's not.
Puerto Rican. It's a get out there, take a look. Download it for the kids or yourself. There's even a place to put your face in there if you can draw a picture yourself.
Hal, we've got a couple of minutes left here to talk about art in El Paso. There's a lot going on. What people should do if they want to see the early El Paso artists before you sell them, they're up for sale in your gallery. They're all over the place
right.
over there.
Yeah, they can see the whole exhibit at halmarcus.com and just click on the current exhibit.
Well,
and
you got,
also,
go ahead.
You can another tab on halmarcus.com is under artists. There's a place to just look at early El Paso art in addition to this exhibit.
A lot going on there. And your gallery is on Oregon Street, right?
Yeah, 1308. And I just want people to know that, you know, they think of the old stuff as just being Purple Mountains, but there are a lot of modern painters as well. Frederick Carter, you know, Wynn Corf, Isella Fulton. And there was also Jake Ehrlich, who happened to be the tallest man in the world, who was in the circus, the greatest circus on earth. He lived here in Kern Place, Jake Ehrlich. So it's really a fascinated history that not many people know, and it's very diverse.
There's
a wide variety of work.
I mentioned Russell Waterhouse. I interviewed him for the video we did on Mount Cristo Rey, because he had done a really good portrait of Mount Cristo Rey and a caravan coming around the west side of that mountain. Normally you think they'd go right up Donovan Drive on the east side of Cristo Rey, but no. In the old days when the water would get too deep, the caravans would go on the other side of that Cristo Rey. So he painted that, and that's one of the...
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
He recently
passed away, yeah. Russell Waterhouse.
Yeah, I see he's on your list, so I knew he wasn't around. But I went up to visit him in his house in Lincoln, New Mexico, and he had built a separate building as an art gallery, for a studio for him to work in. Interesting guys, what artists can do when they get a couple of bucks. They spend it on themselves and make a gallery studio out of it. So
exactly, yes.
Anyway, go ahead. We got a couple more minutes. Anybody else you want to highlight here?
Well, you know, I was talking about also Peter Hurd, who was one of the most well-known artists in New Mexico, spent a lot of time in El Paso, and there's a lot of works that we have here at the gallery and also at the El Paso Museum of Art. There was Jan Herring, Ray Lopez Alamond, that the lady had called in about. He was a wonderful artist. He had his art studio. He taught at the museum. But, you know, getting back to Russell Waterhouse, he was a wonderful painter, and he lived way up into his 90s. He died last year in 2019. Russell Waterhouse, who's a very interesting man. I believe Russell's father was also an artist as well. So I'm glad you brought him up, Jackson.
We have a bulletin here about Lester.
Yes, you can add him to your Dead Artist Society.
Bernie
found him. He passed away in February 2020 at age 80.
Bernie found him.
Okay, so that's Research Bernie. I guess he's Research Bernie. Thank you, Bernie.
Yeah, Bernie on the internet's a hell on wheels there. Look out. But he found him. He said
Does it say when he passed away? Did you know
in February.
Away?
February of this year, 2020.
Where, we don't know. He didn't put that up.
Oh, my God. Just a couple months ago.
Well, yeah. Now,
we'll make this program in memory of Lester Hughes.
There you go.
May his memory be a blessing.
And now in the year 2020, that's miles ago. I mean, that's way back there, in February.
Yeah.
Can you imagine February?
He's a great painter. I guess I better up the price of 10 times to all the paintings I have by him.
Ah, hey, Hal knows how to deal with this art business. Good for you. Well, the thing is, you've got the artwork down there. You also do some of your own stuff. You've got books for sale that you have done.
Yeah.
And that's a great place to go get gifts here. Are you guys not even open today, but by appointment today, maybe?
By appointment.
Well, you can call in and make an appointment. You know, it's 915-533-9090. Right now, we've been, shipping and packing the children's books like crazy. For Christmas gifts, but if you make an appointment, we'll show you the early El Paso art show that's in our basement. 100 paintings by early El Paso artists that are all unfortunately dead now. So it's the Dead Artist Society at the Hal Marcus Gallery.
That sounds like something you would do, and of course you did.
Well, I take it from the Dead Poet Society.
Of course,
there you go. Perfect.
With Robin Williams.
Oh yeah,
this is the Dead Artist Society. So they're all up there and they're easels up in heaven, painting away.
Doing their thing. Well, I think we're blessed in El Paso. It had so many artists back in the day, and even now some. Right. There are a lot of around everywhere. But these people you mentioned did a lot of work that basically preserved the history on canvas. And that's what impressed
that's
me
right.
about this. And when I got to thinking.
And men and women and all kinds of artwork from abstract to contemporary
and some amazing amazing stories to go with it, like Jose Cisneros. He used to actually be a painter and paint the streetcars, and at one point he went and talked to Tom Lee about it. Tom Lee helped him understand art better, and he became a real serious player in the art world. So there's a lot of personal stories like that that go on to here. And of course Tom Lee himself, you know, he was no slouch.
Well, let me tell this quick story about Rakesy, because Daryl called in. He had won place at the Sun Bowl exhibit, and the size limit was 48 inches. Well, his painting was 50 inches, so they told him he couldn't win. So he came in with a electric saw, and he cut 2 inches right off the painting in front of everybody. And he ran out the building screaming and yelling that it wasn't fair. But he had an electric rotary saw and cut 2 inches off the painting right there.
Good story. We're gone. Talk to Hal. See y'all next week. Thanks a lot,
Take
Melissa.
Care.
Andrew.
Bye-bye.
Andrew Polk, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Monterey Asset Management, Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.